Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. Years ago, the end of World War I meant the end of restrictions on the talking machine trade and so many things America had been austere about. During the Great War, phonograph manufacturers faced severe restrictions on materials and quotas on how many machines they could produce. Some factories were idled or converted from the manufacture of talking machines to feeding the war machine with gear and munitions. The period saw a huge slowdown in the sales of machines and records, as folks were encouraged not to spend money on anything but essentials, and any extra money was suggested to be given to the war effort anyway. Keep in mind that food, fuel, and basic materials were restricted, and austerity extended to most other areas of everyday life for Americans. But with the end of the war, things were rapidly changing. War restrictions had been lifted, and manufacturers were now able to engage in free trade of their wares as materials became readily available. Besides the fact that war restrictions had been lifted, another paradigm shift was taking hold in the phonograph industry. Patents for the major aspects of the phonograph were shared by the big three manufacturers, since a series of controversial legal proceedings had taken place at the turn of the 20th century. Columbia, Edison, and Victor guarded their patents with vigor until they started to run out. Until recently, no one could infringe on these patents, but now as they expired, a flurry of new contenders entered the market, saturating the industry with new players and new features. Not only was this for machines and records, but every accessory you could imagine, from phonograph toys to deluxe cabinets to library record storage systems and other ways to improve your listening. While Victor and Columbia stepped up their advertising and manufacturing efforts, Edison lost ground due to the low demand for its diamond disc machine and its lack of forward thinking as far as musical releases. Soldiers were coming home and getting jobs and houses and married. All areas of the U.S. economy were about to explode, and leisure time, a new concept for many Americans, would be talked about no longer as a luxury, but a pursuit, with idle hours spent with the Victrola, the perfect partner for this purpose. So here's one for both the returning World War I soldiers and the talking machine industry. George McFarlane sings "When You Come Back and You Will Come Back," a George M. Cohan song, a Columbia record from 1918, this week's Centennial Song.
From Fifth Avenue to Old Broadway, today all over the USA, we know we're fighting the foe. We all stand steady and ready to go. We know no fear, we know no tear, and all we hear is the Yankee cheer. I heard a girlie say to her boy as he marched away, "When you come back, if you do come back, you'll hear the Yankee cry at Boy Jackson. When you return, remember to bring some little thing that you get from the king, and drop me a line from Germany to Yankee Doodle-Doo. When you come back, and you will come back, there's the whole world waiting for you." It's rum, tum, tum, the pipe and drum. So march in time, for the time has come to smash right through with the bang, with the same old spirit. When liberty rang, to win begin, to rush right in, and fly our flag over all Berlin. Let our message be to the Yankee across the sea. When you come back, if you do come back, you'll hear the
there, boy Jack, and when you return, remember to bring some little thing that you get from the king, and I'll wear it next my heart, dear.